and we say good morning to former great Mark Felix. Mark, this is Henry T. How are you?
I'm doing great, Henry. Blessed. It's a beautiful morning. Went out for a jog, came home, got the fire going, and, you know, saw my family. Everything's going great.
Amen. It seems like just yesterday, Mark, but boy, it's many moons ago. How did Coach Norm Ellenberger find you in East L.A.?
Well, it was, you know, Coach always was scouting, and he lived in California. Back then, Jim Newman was his assistant, and they always, you know, were scouting right around Southern California. That day, they went to really look at Michael Cooper, and my team was playing his team, and one thing led to another, and here I am in New Mexico. Been here for 36 years and love it, and, you know, everything's great.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with former Lobo point guard, Lobo great of the past, Mark Felix. Mark, will you take a call from one of your fans?
Sure.
All right, let's bring on that fan with you right now.
Hey, hello, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I'm driving my car here and listening to Henry. What a joy that is! That does a tremendous job in his own right. And I've been a Lobo fan, like I said, for a long time. And I followed you. You're one of the guys that I really liked in that year there that you're talking about. And I always thought that you could maybe scored more than you were. If the coach had let you shoot more, you might have even tied Marvin Johnson if the coach had let you shoot.
Thank you. Appreciate that thought. But, you know, in all reality...
Hey, Mark, do you have any idea who that is on the other line?
I know that voice sounds so darn familiar.
Well, let's have him give you an up-close and personal face-to-face encounter here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, well, Mark's more used to me yelling at him and telling him to get down to guard somebody and don't shoot it than anything else. So he picked right up on who he was talking to.
Let me tell you this. I know who it is, and God bless you, Coach. It's nice to hear from you.
Henry called me this morning and said you guys are on, and I just begged him to. I said, put me on. I want to say hello to Mark.
No, you know what, Coach? I always pray for you, you know. I always see Coach Wiz here and there, and it's awesome to hear from you, Coach. It really is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Norm Ellenberger, live from Michigan, talking this morning here on ESPN Radio 101.7.
Hey, Henry, I gotta say one thing before, you know, I just want to, you know, just let Coach know, you know, he played a big, big part in my life. You know, as a young kid, come from L.A., you know, being, you know, coming to New Mexico, didn't know anybody, and he played a big, big part of my life, and I just want Coach to know that. I respect him very much, and I wish him the best, but there's one thing I want to say. We're getting back to I should have shot more or whatever. You know what it was? Coach knew every one of his players. He had a great team. He put everybody in a position. He came up to me. Henry, I was averaging 25, 30 points a game. He knew what I could do. He said, Mark, we got Marvin that can shoot it. We got Coop that can shoot it. We got Willie that can slam it. You know what? You need to sacrifice and be a point guard. And that's what I did. And we went to number 4 in the nation, and it was all because of Norm Ellenberger.
Wow. Respond to that, Coach Ellenberger.
I was sitting down in El Paso with Coach Haskins, and we were talking about basketball, and his old coach from his days in college was there, and that was Hank Iba, and Hank Iba was one of the great coaches of all basketball kind. He introduced the motion offense and so forth and so on. Anyhow, and Hank said to me, we were sitting there having a beer after the practice with Haskins, and Iba said, Norm, just remember this. He said, coaches don't win games, players do.